This is Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne. This episode of Plans, Hope, and a Future is sponsored by Jenny Becknell. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. So glad you've joined us. Today, we have a very special guest and a new friend to the podcast. She is a certified mindset and empowerment coach. She is a speaker and a teacher and a founder of Forward in Grace. It's my distinct honor to welcome to the show Tiffany Coleman.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
So glad you're here and so excited for all of the knowledge and stories that you're going to share with our listeners who get to discover you for the first time or maybe for the 100th time. I mean, I know you're out there speaking and you have this ministry and you are a coach. So I'm sure lots of people know who you are, but I'm hoping that we get to introduce you to just a whole new group of people.
Well, very good. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. So tell me a little bit about who you are and how Forward in Grace kind of came about.
Sure. So I am a Cincinnatian, born and raised in Cincinnati. I went away for college in years ago, but it was at Auburn University in Alabama. So sometimes you'll hear a little twang in my voice because it just has not left me. But then I came back, and when I came back, there was a lot going on with my family, health issues, addictions, just so much. So I came back to really jump back in to the family dynamic, and just help assist where I could. I wasn't a caretaker by any means, but it was more of just being present, you know, as needs came up. And my degree was in psychology. And I actually received a job offer at University Hospital in their psych ward, but my heart couldn't do it, mainly because, like, I am extremely empathetic. And it's almost like I felt like I couldn't do anything, like, to help. It was a very entry-level position. But from that moment, like, I ended up going in the financial industry. I still work in corporate America, but I ended up going in the financial industry, but I still had passions for people and helping people, especially women. I had a growing up, just overall, I just didn't really know who I was, and I was very rebellious. But I was also very put together at the same time. So when you would see me, you would just think, like, oh, she's just the most pleasant person. And I was sneaky and I was rebellious and I was just a lot, just all over the place for a long time. And just as I continued to grow in corporate America, I became a mentor to a lot of people. Men and women, but that's when I felt like it was a gift to help people see beyond themselves.
Yeah.
There were a lot of things that people were settling on, or that they would just say, I just can't do, or I don't know how to get there, or whatever their mind was feeding them that wasn't true. They were really sitting in that. So just over the years, I just became like a changer of people's minds. And it was later in life that I became very deep in my spirituality. I've always gone to church. I've always known who God was. I've always been a believer, but I wasn't a walking believer.
Wasn't a relationship believer.
What's that?
You weren't a relationship believer, but you were a practicing believer.
Yeah, if you can call it that, definitely. It was. I didn't know it in my heart. I knew in my head, like, that Jesus is and was, but it wasn't in my heart by any means. I was still very much in the world and doing a lot. But you know, he got to my heart, and that happened. I became to really, I started to shed more and more of myself. So even though I was helping all of these other people in corporate America become who they felt they were called to be and shed layers, and I was doing the same as far as growing and rising, in my career, on outside of work, it was still very much a lost person until, I found my spirituality, and then it just became more and more apparent that I needed to give some of that back. Like the that's what birthed first it was Forward in Grace. Well, before that, I actually had a food and travel blog, and I created that,
That's
and
right.
yeah, it became pretty big. I brought on a business partner with it. It's still out there. She still runs it. But
Another Tiffany too, right? If I remember correctly, I totally forgot about that food blog when
that's
I was,
right.
yeah.
So I've made a lot of connections through that, and I really learned how to do social media and just all of the things. But I felt still a pull to help women. And so I ended up leaving that, and I started Forward in Grace. And Forward in Grace started out as me just like sharing the word, like just sharing messages, encouraging messages. And then it turned into events for women, and like a newsletter for women and such. And those have been some of my favorite experiences, because it's very telling that people are looking and searching and wanting and yearning for just something of comfort. And I'm like, I got it.
Yeah.
It's not me, but I got it for you. So then shortly after, I created T. Coleman Enterprises, which is what my coaching business is under. So as you mentioned, I'm a certified mindset and empowerment coach. And it's all about, again, changing people's minds and helping them see past what they think is a barrier that they really just need to walk around, so, or walk through, whatever it is. So that is that part. I am married. I've been married for 3.5 years, almost 4 years. It feels like so much longer than that, in a good way. And I have a 1.5-year-old boy who is adorable,
He is
and I
pretty
just
cute.
love
I can
him.
attest. He's
Yes.
adorably cute.
And I have a bonus son also, and he is 18, and they both have the same birthday. So it is
Yeah.
1 and 18 on the same day. So it is a joy, around here. He makes life so much better. Like the little both of them make life better. I get to see the little one every day. And it is such an experience. So yeah, that is in a nutshell who
Well,
I
that's
am.
really cool. That's really cool. So, your faith journey, how did you make that leap from, I know who Jesus is, I'm not disputing who he is, but we're not best buds. Like, how did you make that leap? Was it something sudden, or was it a slow turning into the acknowledgement of who Jesus is?
It was, I felt like God was just knocking continuously. Like when I was younger, the type of church that I went to was very structured, conservative, religion-based, not so much relationship-based. And so I didn't even know what a relationship with God, like I'd never even heard that term until I was way further in life. And I would see people like walking like a path, or like maybe I would go, so someone would invite me to church and they'd be like praising, and I'm like, what is this? Because I'd never encountered that. And I actually made a drastic comment one time, and I was so into partying and things of the sort where I actually said, well, I'm never gonna be like them, like the people. It's almost like I wanted to, but I didn't know how. I just thought that I wasn't made like that. So I actually said, like, well, I guess I'm going to hell then. So I'm just gonna continue living. And I settled with that. And that is crazy to think that. literally what I said. And I just kept on, and I was about to move to Atlanta because I still had a lot of contacts down there from Auburn. And I put in my transfer papers and everything. Everything got approved because where I work, there's an office down there. So it was so easy. Like, I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna go. And that would have been destruction for me, because it would have been like pulling more of my old life into the now. And so I said I was gonna do it. And then one of my friends from college mentioned that he was like, he was mentioning church a lot. And I was just like, well, what kind of church do you go to? I feel like I need another church. I don't know. And he was like, why don't you do this fast? You can do it virtually. They stream it. It starts at the beginning of the year. Why don't you just do it? And that was my first experience with what's called a life-giving church. And I went through this fast, and it was every morning. You listen to what they were preaching, then you would pray. I don't even know if I fasted anything. I just remembered experiencing this, and the worship was different, and I was just like, oh my goodness, I wish there was something like that here. And I was like, well, but it doesn't matter. I'm moving anyway. Fast forward 3 months later, 2 months later, I'm at a foodie event, and someone walks up to me and my food blog partner and says, hey, you all are dressed so cute. Do you have a fashion blog? And we're like, no, but we have a food and travel blog. So we give her our cards, and our cards had our personal social medias on there too. She follows us on social media. She invites us to dinner. But before we went to dinner, I was looking at her post, and she was posting about a church. And we go to dinner, and she never brought up the church. So at the end, I was like, hey, what's this church that you're posting about? And she's like, oh, well, we're launching a church here. We came from Texas, and then we moved for training to Alabama. And now we decided Cincinnati is the location for this church. And I was like, what was the church you all were in Alabama? It was the same church I'd done that fast with.
No way.
Yes.
Was a
So,
wink from God, buddy.
oh, I mean, it was like a hello. Like,
Right.
so I said, really?
Wow.
And I was blown away. And then I felt very called to stay here. I canceled my transfer. I went to their next kickoff party, and I joined literally that day. And that's still my church home. I helped them launch that church. That's what I learned. That's where I learned what a true relationship with God was. And I'm not going to say it was perfect when I first got there. It was still kind of like half in, half out. But then I got rebaptized. I just rededicated my life because it was such a, I was so, I tell people I was so loudly rebellious that now I was going to be loudly, loving Jesus. And I know some people were probably confused, but it was such a, I felt like he literally pulled me out the mud. Like, enough of this, please. Like,
Yeah.
I have stuff for you, and I need you to help other people. So can you please come? So I did, and life has been dramatically different and dramatically beautiful, not without its challenges, but I can't even imagine not having a relationship with God now. Like, I can't even fathom it.
Amen. It sounds like the life more abundant he talks about, right?
Absolutely, to the fullest.
Yeah, it and makes me sad for folks that don't know who he is, that they miss out on the most beautiful, life-giving things if they would but seek him out and enter
Right.
into a relationship. Yeah, it's like you have this treasure you want to give to everybody, but for whatever reason, folks tend to not see it as a treasure for whatever reason. But yeah.
Yeah, or they just haven't been exposed to it. I
No.
actually am preaching at my church on June 29th, and that's what I'm preaching about because it's that important, like, for us to get it out there.
Yeah.
However that looks for you, it doesn't have to be on a stage, but we're responsible for other people's lives because what if we were their only encounter
Yep.
to get to
Yep.
know who he is? So
Yeah, it's the quote I've used so many times, of it's attributed to Saint Francis of Assisi, where it says, "Preach often, and when necessary, use words." So, meaning you are the living, breathing example of the gospel that someone that doesn't know the gospel can encounter. And then, if you have the opportunity or it's needed, then you can give the words. But there is so much more to emulating Jesus than just preaching. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So I want to go back to the mindset and empowerment coach. As you were sharing that, I was just curious, as someone who is not in that field, when you're with someone and you're looking at some of the things that they're sharing with you, or you're hearing some of the things that they're sharing with you, is your mind able to connect things that they're not connecting? And that is what makes you good at what you do, when someone's saying, "I've got this and I've got that, and this thing is stopping me." Like, what leads you into that, to those insights?
Yeah, all the time. If I think people don't realize what they're saying sometimes, because I could repeat the art of coaching is listening, repeating and reiterating what you heard. So I could if they could tell me something and then I reiterate it back and they're like, "That's not what I mean." I'm like, "That's literally what you just said." And it's a statement that like proclaims that like they're in their own way, but when someone else says it, they recognize it. And so it's really like allowing them to get whatever it is out and then me repeating it back and saying like, "So I think what you're saying is this, or is this what you said?" You know, and a lot of times people just don't realize how much that they are in their own way. So I'm an analyzer by nature, an analyzer of people. When people are It doesn't matter who you are. You could be walking down the street. You could be talking. You could be on TV. I'm literally like, And just piecing together little things that they say, like, "Oh, they struggle with this. It sounds like this." Or it's just, I don't know. I feel like it's a gift because I can
It,
sometimes
yeah.
predict what someone is going to say next because of the habits and what they say or the trend in the direction that they're going in. And so with the coaching that I do, and I definitely open the door to spirituality if someone wants that. But I can still get to your heart, like even if like if someone expresses that there's something missing, like I'll ask questions to see how open they are. But regardless of where you are from a spiritual standpoint or not, like I feel like my goal and what I've been called to do is really to help people get out of their own way. So it's just a lot of times we make a lot of excuses for either our behaviors, our activities, our roadblocks. And I've noticed lately in life, therapy is a huge thing and therapy is important. But I'm
Amen.
starting to see, yeah.
Amen, amen.
Yeah. The trend, though, that I'm seeing is people are like, some people are doing the work and getting past the things that they've dealt with in life that has made them who they are at this moment or molded them into who they are at this moment. Whereas others will use it as a crutch and stay that way. Like, "Oh, that's like my childhood showing up," or that's my trauma showing up, or what have you. That's fine to acknowledge it, but you have to also move forward. And so, like, therapy helps you deal with the past, coaching helps you deal with the present. And
Oh,
so
that's
it
good.
you if you're acknowledging that you've experienced that or you're whatever because of that, that's okay. You know, do the work to get past it though. And now let me help you like see how you are staying stuck and move you forward. So I think people need both. I really do. I think they need therapy and they need a coach because they focus on two completely different things.
That's so insightful. And I think being a good coach is, like you said, the act of listening, the reflecting back, but that's certainly a gift. So if you can do that and you can hear what people are saying between the lines, in addition to what they're saying blatantly, I mean, that's like gold. That's got to be just like gold.
And it helps to have a psychology degree as well. I think that just pulling that into practice, I've always been very fascinated with how the mind operates and how people operate. So when you tie them all together and you tie in like being empathetic, I
Yeah.
really feel like I can sit in people's shoes like for however long we're talking and then help them, you know, with what's next. I don't really. It's not like a just listening to you kind of get it all out and then it's like, okay, great, next session. Like, no, let's get it out and let's do the work to go forward.
Yeah, let's get some homework in there, things to have you going forward. Yeah. So with Forward in Grace, funny talking about going forward. That is a ministry you said mainly to women. What have you seen in that ministry and how God has shown up and just done things that you didn't expect that just kind of blew your mind?
Well, I'd say at the last event we had, which actually was last year, almost right around this time, it was an event maybe for like 40 people or so. It's usually a much more intimate space when we do events. And I remember leading up to it, I was just like, I just don't want to do this. Everything is so busy. I don't have the time. I don't have the energy. I had just started a new position at my job. Things were just, there was a lot going on. And I felt like, God, are you even calling me to this? So things ended up going forward, of course, for that day. And there were so many tears. The stories that people shared, because it was a mix of like I brought in other people to talk. We had panels. I interviewed someone. It wasn't like me just talking. I try to avoid that. But I bring in other people to just reflect on their stories and such. And I mean, my niece was there and her mom were crying. It was absolutely beautiful. And I brought in someone who does worship. Her voice was just, it was like angelic in the space. The space was beautiful. Everything just made sense.
Yeah.
And when I finished, it was like, okay, this was meant to happen. This was meant to be. This is people kept saying, like, you have a calling for this. You have a true gift for this. People reached out afterwards, like, how can I join your team to help you push this forward? And it's like, I need to jump back on the ball with it. I feel like God's been pricking my heart again, because I also do conferences on a larger scale with my mom. But the more I do that, the more I'm starting to also miss the spiritual component of Forward in Grace as well. So I'm trying to figure out the how can you do both? Maybe one is in the first quarter and one is in the second quarter or what have you. But I do feel very called to be back in the Forward in Grace space because it's always great to watch women just have an emotional moment together, like where you're just someone's story is just piercing your heart, or it's exactly what you needed that day. And there were so many moments of that people expressed afterwards, like, I didn't know I needed this, or, you know, I wanted to stay home this morning, but I came anyway, and I'm in tears. Like, it was so beautiful. And there were women of all ages. I mean, my niece at the time, she was only 19, and I think it went up to almost 70 in the room.
Wow.
So that's the beauty of it, is the thing that we have as women, or in men as well, but from a women's standpoint, it doesn't matter your age. Like, we all have something to offer to each other. Like the small intimate space that we had allowed for a lot of vulnerability, open sharing, very deep stories, and a lot of courage for people to get up and talk about the things that they did. And everyone just walked away so fulfilled. So it just that space there, like it again, it started out with me just sharing messages. And those were great too. People had a lot of great things to say about that. But I think it's more so like this is bigger than me talking. Like this is about, you know, helping each other get past and get free, you know, from all of the things that we're experiencing. So it's very special to me, and you're encouraging me to lean back into it.
Hey, I love when folks share stories because stories connect us and they help us empathize with one another in ways that if you were trying to intentionally connect with someone, you would miss. So it's when we are raw and vulnerable and we're sharing just the real stuff with no pretty on it, we do connect. We it's soul to soul, like we get it. And so that just sounds almost like holy space.
And that is exactly what it was. Even the space that we were in, it's a co-working space, but it's one of the only. So the business owner is faith-based. And so there are signs and things throughout the space that if you know, you know, like
Yeah,
that
right.
sign came from scripture, like that picture is, you know, so it was things like that where it was everything about it was just so intentional.
Yeah. Oh, I would love to come to your next event for Forward in Grace, 'cause I would love to experience that.
Absolutely.
It's a beautiful thing when women get together and we just are who we are and we accept and love one another. It's yeah, great stuff. Great, great stuff. Well, I love that so much. I did want to also ask you, so what do you feel like God is really speaking to you personally about, like right now? Like, what are the things that you're just hearing God like reveal to you in this moment, in this space, wherever you are, that you feel free enough to share?
I think there's a few things. One of them is constantly be the light, especially in corporate America. I feel like there is an acceptance to rudeness at times, or strength that comes with cruelty or just what have you. Egos, things of the sort. And I really desire to create a safe space for the people around me. And so God will convict me in a second. Like the conviction is so quick. Like it's hardly ever a, did I handle that? No, he is very like, no, out of line. So I'm leaning into that,
Yeah.
whether it be in hard conversations or in meetings or just whatever it is, I don't want anyone to ever be surprised to hear that I speak the word or to hear that I'm a leader in my church or what have you. That should translate in every space that I'm in.
Amen.
So that is a critical piece that I feel like I welcome him into my spaces every day because I need him there. It can be very easy to go with the flow of whatever tone or what have you, but I just like the same way I'm talking right now is usually the same way that I'll present on calls or, you know, train or what have you, because or smile like as I'm talking. And I almost always get comments afterwards like, I love the way you present. And I think it's a trained ability that God has allowed me to have so that I can continue to be the light. It is as simple as things like that. Like when you are on a call with me, you're gonna not feel beat down. You're gonna feel like that was good, or that was, you know, just whatever it was, that was joyful.
Encouraging.
Oh, encouraging, yes.
Yeah.
So it's all of those things where it's from cover to cover, from the beginning to the end. Can people see me in you? That's what he's speaking to me very deeply. If you're out to dinner, if you're wherever you are, can people see me? If you're on the phone and you got upset with a customer service rep, did they see me? Did they feel me? Did they experience me? So that is one.
Ooh.
And I know,
That
but
can be
he,
convicting.
and yes, it is. Yes,
Oh my
it
goodness.
with
Yeah.
your husband, with your child,
Yep.
they see me. So it's if it's doesn't even have to be if somewhere someone else is in the room because he is in the room.
Yes.
Like, we don't have to say, like, if I were to step in the room, would I? No, he's right here.
Yeah.
So am I reflecting him? Am I proud of what he's seeing? That is what God is teaching me, as well as like I mentioned, the forward and grace space. I feel like that has come back up a lot within my heart over the last, probably the last 3 or 4 months, that I've been really like missing that. So I'm just trying to figure out what it looks like realistically.
Just quickly, the Forward in Grace, you have a blog on there, and I notice you have some really great articles, some things that you've written. I didn't know that you also wrote, so
Yeah, I
yeah.
want to write one day. I do. I already have the title and everything. I just have not written a single page, but I want to one day.
Yeah, there, now having written books myself, it's writing is so much of just sitting down and doing it. And then the real writing comes in the editing, because that's when you're like pulling stuff apart and what can I keep, what can I not. But for me, my biggest hurdle as a writer was writing my first book. My first book took me about 3 years. I'm not gonna lie, it took me a long time because I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know what I didn't know. And then when I wrote my second book, it was 9 months. So it was much quicker because then I felt more comfortable with what I was doing. So anyway, yeah. So that big hurdle in writing is just getting that first draft, sitting down and doing it. But
Did you use a publisher? Just curious.
for my first book, yes, I had a publisher,
Okay.
and they were out of Canada. And so that whole process of things like cover design and not having creative control of my stuff, just things like that. So, which was a huge learning curve for me as well. So, there's the business of publishing, and then there's the creative part of publishing. And the creative part was certainly hard.
Yeah,
Just
I can imagine.
getting that stuff out and feeling like, oh my gosh, what do I want to say? I know I want to say something. But how do I craft it? How do I don't know, how do I put it on the page in a way that makes sense? And so that's why I say the real editing takes, or the real writing takes place in the editing. But that first hurdle is the hardest. It is
Absolutely.
certainly the hardest, especially when you are like you are a career woman, you are a ministry leader, you are a mama. You are a wife, you have all of these other things. It is so hard
Yes, and
sometimes.
I like sleep. I don't sacrifice much sleep
That's
for.
good.
I understand some people say, "Oh, at 1 in the morning, I was doing that." My brain doesn't operate like that. If I do not get sleep, I go to bed by like 10 o'clock. 10:30 is usually my latest. I like to get a good night's sleep, because
Yeah,
if
good
I
for you.
don't, it's not going to function. So I have to figure out how to do it without like sacrificing the
Right,
moment.
right. It's tough. I'm not gonna lie. It's tough to find those spaces to do that. And yeah, but you have something to say, and I've read some of your writing, and when you are in that space that you can do that, it's gonna be really good. I have no doubt. And I look forward to reading it.
Thank you. I
You're
appreciate it.
welcome. You're welcome. I think you're in such a beautiful place right now with all the different things you are doing, and just in researching some of the stuff you are involved in, it's just all good. It's just good. I feel like goodness is all over it, you know?
It is. And sometimes I say, "Why me, God?" For doing whatever thing that I feel like he's calling me. And then I just have to just say, like, well, why not?
Why not?
Story to tell, and I made the choice to leave this to choose you, and I just feel like he's rewarded that so much.
Yeah, he's good. He is a good father,
Absolutely.
truly. That's my favorite word for him, just because it seems inadequate, but that is what he is. Like, there's no darkness in him. And then when that is played out in our lives, it's mind-blowing. Like, we couldn't even create as good of a story as what he has in store for us as his children. I mean, good stuff.
Okay,
Get me preaching here.
I'll listen. I love
Well,
it.
I think we're gonna wrap it up there. I've so appreciated this conversation with you, and just love what you're doing. And I'm gonna put all of your links in the description of the podcast so folks can find you. They can find your coaching website. What was it? TL Coleman?
Yeah, it's actually Tiffany N. Coleman.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, it's my full name with middle initial in the
Gotcha.
middle. And I need to double check that because sometimes I'm like, is it Tiffany Nicole Coleman or Tiffany N. Coleman? I'll make sure you get the right one,
Yeah,
but
yeah.
it's definitely out there.
And
And
we'll
Fort
put,
Place is still up as the same website
yeah.
too.
And they're beautiful. The websites are beautiful. So yeah. So folks, I encourage you to click on the link in the description and go and read some of her writings, which are awesome, and just explore her further. And if you're looking for a great mindset and empowerment coach, go out and reach out to her. She has all of her information out there for you to be able to connect with her. So
Amazing.
thank you so much.
Absolutely. And God bless your ministry too.
Thank you. All right, folks, until next time.
You've been listening to the Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne. Podcast copyright 2025 by Parable Road, LLC.